Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 339, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. O Lord, my earnest cry, thy listening ear has heard. With thy salvation answer me, and I will keep thy word and what follows. Psalter 339, the first three stanzas. The portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Matthew 27, the verses 11 through 28. First, the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord, thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me, and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Matthew 27, the verses 11 through 28. And Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, saying, Art thou the king of the Jews? And Jesus said unto him, Thou sayest. And when he was accused of the chief priests and elders, he answered nothing. Then said Pilate unto him, Hearest thou not how many things they witness against thee? And he answered him to never a word, insomuch that the governor marveled greatly. And now at that feast, the governor was wont to release unto the people a prisoner whom they would. And they had then a notable prisoner called Barabbas. Therefore, when they were gathered together, Pilate saith unto them, Whom will ye that I release unto you, Barabbas or Jesus, which is called Christ? For he knew that for envy they had delivered him. When he was set down on the judgment seat, his wife sent unto him, saying, Have thou nothing to do with that just man? For I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him. But the chief priest and elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The governor answered and said unto them, Whether of the twain will ye that I release unto you? They said, Barabbas. Pilate saith unto them, What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? They all say unto him, Let him be crucified. And the governor said, Why? What evil hath he done? But they cried out the more, saying, Let him be crucified. When Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, but that rather a tumult was made, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just person. See to it. Then answered all the people and said, His blood be on us and on our children. Then released the Barabbas unto them. And when he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the common hall and gathered unto him the whole band of soldiers. And they stripped him and put on him a scarlet robe. Thus far the scripture reading. We hope to remember in prayer Victoria Denbuck, who was readmitted to the hospital and could return home on Friday, and Mr. and Mrs. Stephen Grisnick, who were blessed with a son this morning. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, when thou was granted in the morning on this beautiful Lord's Day, that once more we and our children have the opportunity, the possibility, to come up to thy house, may it please thee to grant what we cannot give unto ourselves, what we cannot give unto our fellow man, and that is a broken and a humble heart. Under all thy goodness, under all thy patient long suffering, even under all the trials in this life, then surely, then thou wast not dealt according as we deserve. Because if thou had done so, we would no longer have a place upon the earth. The heavens would no longer cover us. But then in this morning, then we may still be monuments of thy goodness, Lord. To that end, wilt thou grant thy Holy Spirit, and grant what Job has testified of, For God maketh my heart soft. And then thou wast given many reasons in this past week, that our heart may become soft indeed. Where thou wast crowned, yet this earth cursed on account of our sins, with thy mercies and with thy goodness. And if thou would ask each and every one, in this morning lacketh ye anything, then we would have to say, Lord, nothing. Thou wast given so much more than we deserve. But then Job is also added, and the Almighty troubleth me. Oh, what can be under the way of trying circumstances, mysterious providences, that how troubled we can be. And then under those circumstances, then we do well, whether those troubles, the reason, oh, it is true because of sin, but whether there are special reasons to examine our hearts, and also whether the trials, whether they come out of thy right or out of thy left hand. But, oh, Lord, when we consider our hearts, when we consider our lives, when we consider our sins, transgressors from the womb, by renewal we have heard thy holy law, then are there not many reasons to be troubled because of our sins? And then there should be no rest till our sins have been washed and cleansed in the precious blood of thy dear Son, by the application of the Holy Spirit. Then in these weeks, then we may meditate in a special way upon the suffering of thy dear Son, O Lord, where that need has never been experienced. Wilt thou then shoot an arrow, a sharp arrow of love and conviction, into the hearts of the king's enemies, that they may receive that godly sorrow that leadeth to repentance, oh, a crying unto thee for mercy, because, O Lord, if that does not take place here in the time, what shall it then be to have lived under such a precious, rich, glorious, and gospel? And then at the end of our life, with all our sins, to have to appear before thee, and then to be given to see and believe that true need for the passion of thy dear Son, for that sacrifice. But then it shall be forever too late, forever too late, O Lord. May it then please thee in this day to work lovingly and irresistibly in the hearts of young and old, that thy kingdom may come, that the kingdom of Satan may be diminished. And, O Lord, where thou hast begun, where that need has been seen, where that need has been sorely experienced and felt, ah, wilt thou grant in this season those further leadings, oh, for the first time to be given to look upon thy dear Son who was hung on the cross, who has cried out, it is finished, who has finished perfectly the work which thou hast laid upon him. Oh, he is white and ruddy, and the chiefest among 10,000s. Oh, the substitute for thy people, and there thy people may go free. Wilt thou grant also the further exercises and the further leadings in this season? Oh, thy people are so dependent upon thee from step to step. Lord, O wilt thou remember thy church thou wast given in the past week, that our classes could meet. Then we commend unto thee each consistory and each congregation. O wilt thou bless thy word, the means of grace richly, to the hearts of young and old. Oh, do remember us in these serious and in these solemn times, where Satan has but a short time, but the King reigneth forever, and the King is still gathering, preserving, and defending his church. That is the hope for us and our children. But, ah, Lord, we need to be included by thy free and sovereign grace, and thou wast promised that thy word shall not return void unto thee. Then we commend unto thee our brother elder, who together with the administrator of our mission, where they are on the mission field, ah, wilt thou grant them a good Sabbath day, and that they may be given to feel, to see, that thou art working by thy Spirit in the hearts of that people, ah, to become a poor, a needy, and a wretched sinner that cannot save themselves, that need to be saved by the precious meritorial work of thy dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Ah, the apostle on the island Patmos, then he has seen that great multitude out of all peoples and tongues. Ah, Lord, then should it not be the most important question also when we come up to thy house, because thy word excludes or includes, whether we are included among that chosen multitude that is wrought upon by thy Spirit, and that is given to learn the mysteries of salvation in an experiential way. Lord, then in the past week, then thou wast not only spared life, but then thou wast also given life, wherein this morning hour, in the early hours, then thou wast blessed the father and mother for the second time in their married life with the birth of a little child, a little son. Then thou wast spared life and thou wast given life. Wilt thou grant a broken and a humble heart? Ah, that first birth, that is a wonder from above. But that little son stands in need of that second wonder, and that is that new birth. May the prayers be multiplied to that end. Remember the parents with their increased blessing, but also an increased responsibility. We commend unto thee the grandparents, the great-grandparents, also for them. Their blessings have increased, but also their responsibilities. Lord, then we commend unto thee the mothers with the unborn, and do remember the barren ones. Oh, if it may please thee, wilt thou bless and gladden them with thy deeds. A young daughter, she was readmitted to the hospital, has remained a few days, was privileged to return home. Ah, Lord, then we commend her unto thee, where there are still concerns. We humbly ask thee that thou may grant healing and that thou may grant strengthening, and that this calling may be used, that it may be sanctified in her young life. Wilt thou remember father and mother, the family circle, Lord? We commend unto thee all those that are under the physician's care, many different circumstances, fears and cares, cannot be different, at times overwhelmed and discouraged. But, wilt thou be their helper ever near. Grant them a place at thy footstool. When it becomes too much, when they are overwhelmed, and that they may tell thee all, and humbly ask thee for strength from day to day. We commend unto thee all the mourning ones, all the elderly ones. Remember the handicapped ones. Remember the crosses, and remember the burdens. Lord, we now humbly ask thee for thy gracious help. Do open thy precious testimony. Open the heavens, open our mouth. Open the understanding and open the hearts, that thy word may go forth with power divine. Lord, that thou hast arrows prepared that must be shot in this morning in the hearts of sinners. Do it for thy honor and for thy glory. Lord, thou knowest that if thou doth not work, then we are forever undone. Then we are forever lost. Bind it upon the hearts what it is to be lost. Without God, without Christ, and without hope in the world, and if not converted for a never-ending eternity, but wilt thou then work lovingly and irresistibly? Go then from bench to bench, and from heart to heart, and from dwelling to dwelling. Take away everything that could be a hindrance. Help the little boys and the little girls, and that the outgoing of this service may be for the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy name. We ask it in the full and the free remission of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 184, the stanzas 1, 3, 6, and 7. Save me, O God, because the floods come in upon my soul. I sink in depths where none can stand. Deep waters over me roll, and what follows. And today, there is a special extra collection for the disaster fund. Psalter 184, the stanzas 1, 3, 6, and 7. In this morning hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for the portion of Scripture, Matthew 27, the verses 15 through 22, and we shall read the verses 21 and 22. The governor answered and said unto them, Whether of the twain will ye, that I release unto you? They said, Barabbas. Pilate saith unto them, What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? They all say unto him, Let him be crucified. Our text words speak of Barabbas placed Jesus Christ and Barabbas the robber. With three thoughts in the first place, Barabbas placed beside Jesus. Secondly, Barabbas chosen above Jesus. And thirdly, Barabbas set free through Jesus. Jesus Christ and Barabbas the robber. Barabbas placed beside Jesus, Barabbas chosen above Jesus, and Barabbas set free through Jesus. Thus first, Barabbas placed besides Jesus. Beloved congregation, the past Sabbath day we have considered that after Jesus has been arrested in the garden, that he was brought to the house of Annas the high priest, Emeritus high priest, and there he was examined in the first place concerning his disciples, and in the second place concerning his doctrine. Then hurriedly in the night watches, then the Sanhedrin was gathered together, and then they have gathered in the house of Caiaphas the high priest, and there he was examined. They sought for false witnesses, they found none, and finally he was pronounced guilty, because he has declared that he was the Son of God. Then officially, then early in the morning hour, then the whole Sanhedrin has gathered together, and then he was officially condemned to death. And then in the early morning, then they have went to the judgment hall of Pontius Pilate, the leaders hoping that Jesus could be put to death before that the multitudes would come on the street. And then in the early morning, oh, in the beginning of this chapter, oh, what solemn verses are spoken of Judas, who has betrayed his master. Ah, that he had that remorse, but he was not given that true repentance. And he has cast his money, that money that had no value for him, young and old. And then we see what a bitter thing that sin is. May we be given to pray for ourselves and for our neighbor, that the Lord may keep us from temptation. Satan, he can put the bait before us, and it seems so sweet, but it shall be so bitter. Judas has experienced, and then all, then the leaders, they have said, what is that to us? And then a Judas has taken his own life. May the Lord keep us and our children, because congregation, how impossible and how dark that the way may seem. And then with the Lord there is hope. Oh, then open the scriptures and bow your knees. And now in the morning hour, and then the leaders have come before Pontius Pilate. He was the sixth governor that has reigned over Judah from approximately AD 26 through 37. And then they have come, they hoped that Pontius Pilate would immediately give him over. But then the governors asked the leaders, what has he done? They had three accusations. In the first place, he perverteth the nation. Secondly, he refuses to give tribute to Caesar. And thirdly, that he called himself Christ the King. Boys and girls, were those accusations right? And then you shall say, two were completely false, but the third one was true, because he was Christ the King. And then he has asked Jesus concerning, Jesus, when he was accused by the leaders, he was silent. But when Pontius Pilate has asked him, taken him inside, art thou the King of the Jews? Thou sayest it. And then Pontius Pilate has told the leaders and the multitude that has already gathered, I find no fault in him. And then they have said that he was from Galilee. So Pontius Pilate, then he has sent him to Herod. Herod has also examined him and declared that he found no fault in Jesus. Oh, what precious proclamations for a people that walketh over the earth with the burden of their sin, with all their efforts that they experience, that they have not a penny to pay, and that they are a sinner still. Oh, therein we may see Jesus as a substitute for his people, where he was so willing. Oh, what a love, infinite love, unfathomable love, that Christ was willing to come upon the earth, that he was willing to take all the sins of his people, that he was willing to suffer and to die, that he was willing to take the price. And then he was returned to Pontius Pilate. And Pontius Pilate was not in such an easy position, because there were already ground for accusations that the Jewish people could bring against him. We read in Luke 13, verse 1, that there were Galileans that have come to Jerusalem to sacrifice, and perhaps Pontius Pilate has received the wrong information, but then we read that he has mingled their sacrifices with their blood. Thus then, by renewal, then we see what an awful thing that sin is. Sin before God. But many times it also brings us in bondage before our fellow man. Because if we have committed sin in secret that only a few know of, then our neighbor, they can use that to have dominion over us, demanding favors of us in different things. And if we do not give in, then they shall threaten us that they shall tell what we have done. So for a Pontius Pilate, already accusations. Oh, it is clear from the scriptures that Pontius Pilate, that he was convinced that Jesus was innocent. It is written in the scriptures that the leaders had delivered him over on account of envy. And then Pontius Pilate, then he has said, I will chastise him and let him go. Then we see that Pontius Pilate, that he was straying off a just path. That beginning that can be so dangerous, young and old, a beginning, and then so difficult to turn back this Pontius Pilate. Oh, what a strife and what a conflict he had. He was convinced Jesus was innocent, but he did not want to make the Jewish people angry. Maybe there are many that have such a strife. A conscience speaking, the love for sin, temptations, addictions. Oh, how necessary that the prayers are multiplied. But now in our text, then there is written at the Passover, it was a custom in the Gospel of John we read, ye have a custom, and in Luke, for of necessity he must release one. Thus it was a custom on the Passover that the Jewish people, that they could choose one that was bound, that he may be set free. And now in our text words, then we read of Barabbas. And concerning that man, in each gospel, it is written in each gospel. In Matthew, we have heard he was a notable prisoner. Means boys and girls, he was marked. In Jerusalem, they knew what a bad man that Barabbas was. In Mark, that he lay bound with them, that had made insurrection, had rebelled. In Luke, for murder, he was cast into prison. And in John, it is written that he was a robber. And now Pontius Pilate has set a duel that the Jewish people could choose from who may go free, hoping that Pontius Pilate may be delivered from his perplexities and that Jesus may go free. And then what a humiliation it was for that perfect and innocent Jesus, the Lamb without blemish, that he was set against Barabbas, that great criminal, a robber, maybe in his robberies, he has committed murder, and he was in prison, waiting to be executed. Thus Pontius Pilate, and then he is brought Jesus down to the same level as Barabbas. What a humiliation. And now concerning Barabbas, he has fallen into great sin. And how is it now with us, congregation? Barabbas, that means son of a father. And it is a great privilege, a great blessing, when we may be kept, also in a natural way, kept by the power of God. It's a blessing for the time. But we need more, because in that text it is kept by the power of God unto salvation. But let us never think that it makes no difference how we live. A great blessing when the Lord grants love, when God's word may have a special place of authority in our dwellings. The Lord has said, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow to it. But now Barabbas, he was a robber, and he was a murderer. And have we now ever learned it, that we are such a man? I read in Matthew 15, verse 17, for out of the heart proceedeth evil thoughts, and then murders. And John has written in 1 John 3 verse 15, whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. And now when the Spirit works, then we become exercised, not only with our life, but also with our heart. And I repeat it. Oh, a blessing when we may be kept outwardly, but by the uncovering light of the Holy Spirit, then we learn what sinners we are, and then we become poor beggars at the throne of grace, crying for mercy, and then we learn spiritually what it is to be in prison, and that we can never open those doors, that we can never deliver ourselves. But then what a wonder for those spiritual prisoners when those messengers of good tidings may be given to declare. Oh, the prophet Isaiah in chapter 60, 61 verse 1, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach good tidings to the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison doors to those that are bound. Oh, are there such spiritual prisoners in my midst? And then it may be declared, oh, in our text words, the precious meritorial work of Jesus, how it was with Barabbas, we leave that lie spiritually. Our second thought, Barabbas chosen above Jesus. Then we read in our text that he is placed, whom will ye that I release unto you? Barabbas or Jesus, which is called Christ? We have heard those names the last Lord's days out of our Heidelberg Catechism. Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord. And in the Gospel of Mark, it is added, the King of the Jews. Thus Pontius Pilate, before that multitude, a great multitude, he has laid a choice before them. They must choose one of the two. And so when the word of God is preached unto us also in this morning, when Jesus may be proclaimed, then we are called upon with their hearts. And how is that now in our life? Which choice do we make? And then for Pontius Pilate, and also for the leaders. Ah, they were set because of envy, because they have been rebuked. Christ has spoken special parables against them. Then they were set on destroying Jesus. And yet, they received special time to reflect, to think, and repent. Because they had hoped that Jesus would be put to death before the great multitudes would come on the streets, the Passover celebrants would fill the streets of Jerusalem. But now under these special circumstances, then the Jewish leaders were given that special time to reflect, to repent, and to turn. Oh, what special times that the Lord gives unto us. Each week of grace, under all the Lord's goodness, then the Lord is speaking. under trials, under callings, can be multiplied out. And what do we do at that time? Has it been used? Has the Lord used all those things in our life that we may come to a standstill on our mad career, on that broad way that leadeth to destruction, that we have come to ourselves as that prodigal son, and that we are given to see what we are doing, what is so necessary, that it may be accompanied by the work of the Spirit. Have you asked for the Spirit, congregation? Have you asked in this morning, Ah, Lord, wilt thou come with thy Spirit in thy house, in my heart, by the first time and by renewal? And then when we consider the two that Pontius Pilate has proposed, then what a difference. Because Barabbas, he was a robber, but Christ has ministered to the poor. Think of the time, Matthew 14, when he has fed the 5,000 men without the women and children. Barabbas was a murderer, and Jesus has raised the dead to life. Barabbas, he has caused insurrection, but Christ, he has honored Caesar. He has asked for that penny. Barabbas, he has shed blood, and Christ has given his blood that sinners may be saved. Barabbas, we would say, in his life, has nearly done nothing but evil. And Christ has done nothing but good. Thus we would say two completely opposites, all of Jesus. It is written in Hebrews 7 verse 26, for such a high priest became us who was holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners. And after Pontius Pilate has placed that duo before them, then Pontius Pilate has received a special message from his wife. Very well possible, early in the morning, the multitude has come to the judgment seat of Pontius Pilate. But then the multitude, the leaders with Jesus, were sent to Herod. Perhaps that his wife has dozed off and dreamed. She has dreamed. Many times we dream of things that we are busy with. Sometimes the Lord in the scripture has given dreams to give special revelation. But then Pontius Pilate has received a special message from his wife that she has dreamed, suffered many things, and she says, O husband, have nothing to do with this righteous and just man. Thus a special speaking, special warning. A picture of our conscience, boys and girls. It's when the Lord speaks to us special ways, then it is so necessary that we are given to listen, that we are given to bow our knees. And when Pontius Pilate, when he has won in to receive the message of his wife, then the leaders they have made use the opportunity to encourage the people that they must choose for Barabbas and not Jesus. So in our life, what a voices there are to choose for the evil and to refuse the good. Oh, the devil and the world and our sinful flesh. And now with that duo, then the people, they were called upon to make a choice between Jesus and between Barabbas. So we are also called to make choices. We cannot remain neutral, and that people were responsible, then we can try to hide behind it. We are all fallen. We are all depraved. That is true. But we are still rational creatures. We still have a mind. And that Jewish people, with their lips, with their mouth, with their tongue, with their mind, they were called upon to choose one of the two. And then who has received the votes? If we may say it so, congregation. Then that multitude has all cried out. Oh, there was still a remnant in Jerusalem that have undoubtedly remained silent. But with the voices, they were so overwhelming, to say it simply, children, we would say that Jesus had not one vote. What a humiliation that is. When there is a choosing for positions for office bearers, and one is proposed, and such a one does not receive a single vote. How humbling that is. Oh, what a love of Jesus. The prophet Isaiah has prophesied, he is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. They have cried out, the Greek language, that means in a very loud voice, vehement, Barabbas must be set free above Jesus. What an awful people, congregation. And now the question is, how is it in our life? Not only our lips, but our life, our desires, our activities. What are we choosing for? Jewish people, they were called upon to make a choice. Let us speak of the Word of God, the Holy Word of God, the inspired Word of God, which the Lord has given unto us as such a precious gift. Do we now choose to obey that word, or do we listen to the devil and to the world, all the worldly thoughts? And we live in a time that we are bombarded by thoughts contrary to God's word. Can be such a danger that we are not so shocked, and that subconsciously that we drift from the Word of God, and that our mind is very subtle, starts thinking along worldly ways. The Jewish people, they were called upon to choose. When we speak of temptations and how great and how manifold, young people, more temptations, we would say, than there have ever been in the world. And they come in so many ways. And they come so easily. And then with the temptations, then we are called to choose the ways of Barabbas. Robbers, murders can be multiplied out, or the word of Jesus. How is it in our life? May the Lord help and remember those that are struggling with addictions and temptations. May you be given to cry mightily to the Lord. Then we are called to use the means. Barabbas or Jesus? How is it concerning our soul? Are we exercised therewith? So we need to be saved. Shall be terrible to appear with our sins before that good doing and holy God. And now the Lord has a people that learns. Oh, it is on account of that love for the Lord, which the Spirit is shed abroad in their heart. Ah, they become a seeking people. And a soul, when they are so busy with those things, they do not see it. But I read in Psalm 36, verse 9, in thy light, we shall see light. And when the child of God may be led further, oh, learn more spiritual uncovering, spirituality of the law, what sinners they are, and with all their efforts to be saved, a sinner still. And when the gospel may be opened, and they are given to see that precious Jesus, oh, that he was willing to take their place, that they may go free. And then usually it is in the way of reflection. Ah, that they are given to see and understand. Many times gradually, that a light arises. Oh, that be saved. That they are chosen Barabbas, that is the works of the flesh, which can never save a soul, that with all their efforts, I repeat it, is needful, young people, that has never been experienced, the Lord has never begun, because when we see the exceeding sinfulness of sin, then there shall be that godly sorrow that leadeth to repentance and that reformation. But now to learn that in self, nothing but a Barabbas, the works of the flesh, a robber of God's honor. Oh, in paradise it has begun. We have tried to murder God, not willing to follow in his footsteps. A duo placed before the multitude. On the other hand, we say it reverently, when Jesus appeared before Pontius Pilate and judicially before his Holy Father, in the sight of the Holy Father, who had the most sins. I say it reverently, the sight of the Father, who was the greatest sinner, who was the greatest criminal. Then it was not Barabbas, it's true, a notable sinner, a great sinner. But that man only appeared with his own sins. But that holy Jesus, no original and no actual sins, when judicially he appeared before his Holy Father, then he was arrayed with all the sins of all his people. Sin of Adam. Sin of Manasseh. Sin of Saul. Sin of Timothy. Ah, the child of God learns what great sinners they are. Paul has written to Timothy in 1 Timothy 1 verse 15, and this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. And therein lies this salvation and the freedom for his church. Let us first sing. Psalter 400, the stanzas 4, 5, and 6. Heaven and earth the Lord created, seas and all that they contain. He delivers from oppression, righteousness he will maintain, and what follows. Psalter 400, 4, 5, and 6. Jesus Christ and Barabbas the robber. Barabbas placed beside Jesus. Barabbas chosen above Jesus. And now thirdly, Barabbas set free through Jesus. We can understand, boys and girls, what a terrible thing it is to be in prison. And Barabbas was waiting for an officer to come and to take him out of prison and that he would be put to death. And now upon the choice of the Jewish people, then the officers were sent to that prison. You can picture it, boys and girls, with the large key. And Barabbas has heard that key in the door and that he thought the end is here. What a terrible thing that sin is. But then the door was opened and the officer has brought Barabbas out of that prison and he said, Barabbas, you are free. What that must have been for Barabbas, out of prison, under the sky, in the opening. He was a robber, a murderer, and now a free man, no longer in prison. Quite a few years ago, when I served Kalamazoo for a Lord's Day, then the elder received a call from the large prison in Kalamazoo, since another one could not come, whether I could come. And of course, it is written in God's word, we must sow upon all waters. So that prison, two doubled gates, very heavy. And then they led prisoners in their prison clothes into a room. And then I could speak out of God's word. They listened very well. And then I still remember that a guard, he led us out, first through the first gates, then they were locked, and then the second set of gates, and then out in the open, and then behind. Then you hear that large clunk, and then I could see the blue sky, the trees, the birds, and then I thought, who maketh thee to differ? All those prisoners still in the prison, and I may go free. 'Tis not all written in God's word. But then we would think that Barabbas, that he has went with the multitude, because cannot be different, that he has inquired how it was possible for a murderer and a robber that he may go free, that he was not led to be crucified, and that on the feast of the Passover, then we would think it cannot be different than Barabbas, that he has followed the multitude and has seen what has happened and that he has learned that Jesus has taken his place. That was his rightful place, because he was a murderer. He belonged on that cross, and he may go free. How it was, whether it has brought out something in his life, is not declared in God's word. But what a message that was for Barabbas. And now we read in the scriptures, in Psalm 146 verse 7, the Lord looseneth the prisoners. Those are those spiritual prisoners. And oh, they learn all their own fault, that they can never undo what they have done. Their sins are written in God's book. And those spiritual prisoners, oh, they try to work themselves out of that prison, hoping that they can earn enough money to buy themselves free. But the Spirit teaches them that shall never be possible, that their case only becomes worse. Walls so thick, doors which they have closed through their original and actual sin. Have you ever learned that you are in prison? Has that become our burden, our sins, and our debt? How do we live, congregation? Or do we try to make the best of it and try to excuse ourselves? We cannot convert ourselves, that is true. But the Jewish people, they were called upon to make a choice, and they were called to express that choice. But now a wonder. When a messenger of peace may come, oh, are there souls that understand it, what it is to be a spiritual prisoner? And when the Lord works, those spiritual prisoners, how they cry and how they beg. And the Lord is not a land of outer darkness, but the Spirit teaches his people that their sins, that they need to be pardoned. And then when a messenger of peace may come and declare that there has come one appointed in the council of peace from that never begun eternity, that he was willing, because that people learn, they have much to do with the justice of God, that the Lord is so just that he cannot overlook or overstep sin, must be satisfied by us or by another. And when now the gospel of peace, a messenger of peace may come and say, oh prisoner, there is one, a substitute, that has taken the place of his people. And he was so willing to suffer and to die. He was hung on the cross. He has cried out, it is finished, and therefore, prisoner, you may go free. We think of natural life, of course, may make a difference with that message coming. And the door of the prison being cast wide open. And now our text, that Barabbas, in a temporal way, that he was set free because Jesus has taken his place. The people, they have chosen Barabbas above Jesus. What a wonder, even in an outward way, that must have been for Barabbas. And now for spiritual prisoners. Oh, what a rich gospel. And I even read in Psalm 102 verse 20, to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to loose those that are appointed to die. Oh, what a gospel for poor and needy sinners that cannot save themselves. A willing Jesus, that he was willing to take all their sins upon himself, to suffer and to die. And oh, those precious invitations. Oh, burdened sinners. Then how often we read that word come. Oh, we read of different ones. Was such a need, was such a desire. Oh, the one for an Esther. So while I go to the king, if I perish, I perish. For that woman in Mark 5. Oh, with that issue of blood, she came a trembling. And she said, if I may only touch his garment. The governor answered and said unto them, whether of the twain will ye that I release unto you? They said, Barabbas. How is it with our life? How is it with our hearts? What do we choose for? Things, the service of the Lord, or the service of the world? Lord, as a people upon the earth, where they have made that good choice, because of the choice of the Lord in eternity, Christ has said, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. But on account of that good choice, there is a people upon the earth that may unburden their heart, tell the Lord how much they love him, that they need him, desire him, and that they need to receive the pardon of sin. And then Pontius Pilate was not delivered out of his perplexity. And then he has said unto them, what shall I then do with Jesus, which is called Christ? Those two names we have considered out of our Heidelberg Catechism. And Lord's Day, number 12, Christ, number 11, 13. And now the question by renewal cometh unto us. What do those names mean to us? Pontius Pilate did not know what to do with Jesus. Has there come room in our hearts, young and old? Oh, my unconverted fellow travelers, when you still resemble those Jews, oh, bow then your knees. Ask the Lord for a spirit to grant those new desires, that uncovering an oppression of our sinnership, and to be given to beg for mercy, because there is mercy with the triune God. the Jewish people, they have made a choice. 'Tis the work of the Holy Spirit to make room, let there not be rest outside of that only name given under heaven whereby we must be saved. It is the work of the Spirit to make room in the heart of his people for that precious Jesus who was able to suffer to the uttermost. The Jewish people, they were placed before a choice. Also Joshua, at the end of his life, with a vehement desire that all people would choose for the Lord. Oh, young and old, 'tis such a good service. She'll never regret that choice. But Joshua, at the end of his life, when he has gathered the 12 tribes together, then he has said unto them in Joshua 24, verse 15, choose you this day whom ye will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Amen. Let us close. Lord, we have heard out of thy holy word the humility, the willingness, the love of thy dear son, that he was willing to suffer and to die even for a people that have chosen for Barabbas. Lord, also what a rich instruction. May it please thee in this passion season that poor needy sinners, that they may receive that instruction for the opening of prison doors. And, Lord, in the life of thy children can be set free in the morning, and because of their backsliding and the busyness of life, the condition of life, that they are back in prison in the evening hour concerning their condition, then how precious, how necessary thy dear son is in his threefold office, Lord. Wilt thou convert us and our children as thou doth convert all thy people, the children of Israel. The Jews have cried out, his blood be upon us and our children. May that be prayed continually, not in the sense of responsibility, but that the precious blood of thy dear son, that we may be saved thereby. Lord, watch over us on this Sabbath day. Remember the family circles, grant traveling mercies. Wilt thou return us in this evening hour. Pardon us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 393, the three stanzas, rebels who had dared to show proud contempt of God Most High, bound in iron and in woe, shades of death and darkness nigh, humbled low with toil and pain, fell and looked for help in vain. And what follows, 293, the three stanzas. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.